Amen. Well, you know, Father's Day is technically not a religious holiday, right? However, it is a great day to recognize fathers. It's a great day to be reminded on God's call on their lives, not only as dads, but as men of God. In Joshua chapter 24, if you want to go ahead and turn there, we find men of God have assembled and they are called to realize that our one and only God not only owns everything, He is also in absolute control of everything. So as I share from Joshua chapter 24, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of share a short and snappy summary of the first 13 verses there. But I want you to see, I want to point out to you one common thread. And I want you to see if you can detect what that thread is as I share. And again, I'm going to be kind of jumping around, but you can follow along. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua gathered the leaders and the people of Israel together, and he said, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I took your father Abraham, I led him through the land of Canaan, I multiplied his descendants, I gave him Isaac. To Isaac, I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau, I gave the mountains of Seir to possess. I also sent Moses and Aaron. I plagued Egypt. Afterwards, I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites. But I gave them into your hand, and I destroyed them from before you. Then your enemy Balak sent a sorcerer, Balaam, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. And so I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan to Jericho, and their men fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them all into your hand. I have given you a land that you did not labor, cities which you did not build. You dwell in them and you eat of the vineyards and the olive groves which you did not plant." Friends, did you hear the common thread? The common thread is this. God says in those 13 verses, "I am responsible for all these things that have happened in the life of my people. And I take responsibility, and you can trust me because I brought you to this point today." When you look at the course of your life and you look at all the mountains and you look at all the valleys, all the pain and the tragedies and the triumphs, one thing that you can say is you're still here. Amen. Praising God and worshiping Him yet this morning. Now I want to read the next four verses directly from Scripture, beginning in verse 14, again, Joshua chapter 24. Joshua says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord. Serve Him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord." My Bible has an exclamation point there. "Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." And so the people answered. God's people answered. And they said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is He who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from that house of bondage, who did these great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites, who dwelt in the land. we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Amen. So as we see, God works according to his eternal purposes, and no man can stop the plans of God. How many of y'all know that? Say amen. Amen. However, you men who have been dads, you men who are now dads, you men who will be dads, need to know that God calls you to be his man in the realm in which you have influence. He calls you to be the man in the realm in which you have influence. So listen up, men, because God is calling you this morning. Say amen. Amen. Not only is he calling you, he's telling you. He's telling you. So listen up. And here's what he's telling you. Fathers dedicate their lives to God. Good fathers dedicate their lives to God. You heard what Joshua said there in verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Friend, those things being said, I've also heard that being totally dedicated to God embraces three things. Here they come. If you're ready, say amen. Amen. Being, doing, and sacrificing. Being the man that God's called you to be embraces being, doing, and sacrificing. Being who God wants you to be. Doing what God wants you to do. And sacrificing all that you have and all that you are for the glory of God. That's what God calls you to embrace. Men of God must be willing to be, to do, and to sacrifice all that God requires for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life, without holding back even one iota. For the rest of your life, without holding back, all while trusting in God's strength. And listen, faithful fathers of God are not only called to profess their faithfulness, that's easy to do. We can profess our faithfulness, but God calls faithful men to demonstrate their faithfulness to God. And he does it in a number of ways. He asks it in a number of ways. For example, God calls us as men of God, fathers of God, if you will, to participate in worship. Joshua said, fear the Lord. And when Joshua says, fear the Lord, he's speaking of reverence and the awe of God, fearing the Lord. I read that while attending church one Sunday with his daddy, this little boy kneeled at his bedside at night and he began to pray. And the little boy said, dear God, we had an incredible time at church today. Sure do wish you were there. How many Sundays have we come to this place out of habit? Come to this place out of habit rather than to participate in the incredible worship of God. Men, we are called to honor him and exalt him, to honor our creator, to honor and exalt our sustainer, our provider, our deliverer, our healer, our redeemer, our comforter, our father, and our friend. You're called to do that because you're called to participate in worship. I mean, if we don't come here to worship God, our Father, in sincerity and truth, then really what's the use? The reason is because God calls us to participate in worship, to demonstrate our faithfulness in worship. But God also calls us as men of God, fathers of God, to personal commitment. Joshua said in the middle of verse 14, serve him in sincerity and truth. I read another story. A man named Al Maxey, is telling about this brother in Christ in Nigeria. And this brother in Nigeria was badly, badly deformed. His legs below his knees were completely withered and absolutely useless. He was unable to walk, unable to afford transportation. But listen to this. He crawls to church. He takes his Bible and he balances it on his head. Or he takes it and pushes it in front of him as he crawls to church. This man is so personally committed to the Lord that he says, whenever the people of God gather to worship, I'm going to be there. How about you? How about you? What keeps you from worshiping with the people of God? I'll be honest with you, y'all. It don't take much for me. And I'm ashamed of that. But this man has made himself not only a servant of God, he's made himself a servant to others. See, you may not realize it, but in coming and participating in worship, not only are you glorifying your Father in heaven, you're really helping out everybody in the family. You're being an encouragement to everybody in your family. And this guy, crawling to church, not only serving God, he's serving others. And no matter what happens in his life, he will not be kept from his commitment to God. God has called him not only to participate in worship, but also to personally commit his life to the Lord in every way. But can I tell you that God also calls us as good fathers to prevent idolatry? Joshua said it this way. Put away the gods. Put away the gods. You see, there are a great many things that people choose to worship other than the Lord our God. There are those who worship their money. There are those who worship their pride. There are those who worship their time and their possessions. There are those who worship their own selfish desires. But you know what God calls that? Idol worship. He calls it idol worship, and God says through Joshua, put away the gods. Put away the gods. To choose anything or anyone over God is idolatry. And God says idolatry is a sin. God calls his fathers to participate in worship. He calls them to personal commitment. He calls us to prevent idolatry. But God also calls us to produce fruit. Check out what Joshua said. Joshua said, serve the Lord! Exclamation point. Serve the Lord. You see, the work of the church and the work of the Christian is primarily to produce fruit. If you weren't called to produce fruit, you would not be here. You'd be in heaven already. But you're left here. You're called to be here to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. You're called to produce fruit, to serve God, to give your all to him, to be used to make and teach disciples. You have to evaluate your life from time to time. And you have to say to yourself, okay, buddy, what part are you playing in the making and the teaching of new disciples? And if your answer is nothing, that calls for evaluation. Because that's why you're still here, is to produce fruit. Jesus said it this way. Jesus said, y'all listening? Say amen. Amen. Jesus said, you didn't choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Unfortunately, so many men especially, think that producing fruit's for the women. So many men think that producing fruit for eternal life is somebody else's job. When the sign-up sheets show up for Vacation Bible School, you know who primarily signs up? The women. And I think that is that's in our subconscious mind as men, that that's their job. No, ma'am. No, sir. That's our job. Fathers, listen to me. It's our job to participate in worship. It's our job to personally commit to God. It is our job to prevent idolatry. And it is our job to produce fruit for the kingdom of heaven. Your name should be first on the list. And if you need to scratch out somebody else's name to put yours, you go do it. Pastor's going, don't scratch out no name. But it's our job. Men, it's our job. If your name's not on that list, at least for one night, don't leave here unless it is. Fathers choose to dedicate their lives to God. But Joshua also shows us that fathers decide to lead their families. That's a high and holy calling right there. Look at what Joshua said in verse 15. He said, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. Listen to what he said. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Period. I'm going to lead my family in serving the Lord. What is God saying here to us through Joshua? What's he saying to us, fathers? Well, I think that Jesus said it better. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus said it in verse 13 that no servant can serve two masters. Because he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and he will despise the other. No man can serve God and mammon. No God can serve God and the world. So you got a choice before you today, men. You have a choice before you today, men. Can I tell you that to waver back and forth between God one day and the world the next day, to waver back and forth, that is a recipe for disaster. And you'll not only take yourself down, you'll take your family down with you. So I want you to understand today that this is an individual decision that you are called to make today. I can't make it for you. Your wife can't make it for you. It's a decision you must make for yourself today. Joshua said, choose for yourselves. Choose for yourselves. In Romans 6:16, Paul asks it this way. He says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves as slaves to obey, you're that one's slave? Are you a slave of sin leading to death? Or are you a slave of obedience leading to righteousness? Jesus says it's your decision. You can make that call. And it's simple. Yielding to sin makes you a slave to sin. Yielding to God makes you a slave to God. A bondservant of Christ, if you will. So fathers, listen. The choice before you is crystal clear. Choose Jesus or choose the world. Choose him or choose the world. But know this. When you choose one, you put away the other. Y'all feeling me? If you're choosing Jesus, you're putting away the world. And likewise, I hate to tell you, if you choose the world, you're going to be putting away Jesus. There is no such thing, friend, as offering one hand to God and the other to the world. No such thing. I mean, you can't follow Jesus at church and then your own pleasure at the house. that's trying to waver, and it's impossible. God calls our lives to be, watch this, one piece. One piece, devoted, dedicated to God. One piece, and listen, it's your decision. Choose for yourselves, Joshua said, this day whom you will serve. And understand this, not only is it an individual decision, it's an important decision. Joshua said, but it's for me and my house. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You see, this decision that you're called to make this morning, your decision to serve God impacts far more than just yourself. This decision to serve God impacts your wife. Your wife is affected. Your children are affected. Their spouses are affected. Your grandchildren and their spouses are affected. Your nieces and your nephews are affected. Friend, your church is affected. Your co-workers are affected. I could go on and on and on. Everybody in your circle of influence is affected by the decision you're going to make this morning. It's that important. All of these lives are affected by your decision today to be a man. To be a man who loves our Father. To be one that loves our Father with all of his heart, all of his mind, all of his soul, and all of his strength. Your impact, friend, cannot be underestimated. And I remember this poem that I found a long time ago. And it tells us about our influence. It says, a careful man I ought to be, for this little fella follows me. I simply cannot go astray for fear that he will go that way. I cannot once escape his eyes, for whatever he sees me do, he tries. Y'all feeling me? Like me, he says he's going to be that little man who follows me. He thinks that I am good and fine, believes in every work of mine. The vile in me, he must not see, that little one who follows me. I must remember as I go, through summer sun and winter snow, I'm building for the years to be. This little one who's following me. Men, we are called to dedicate our lives and decide once and for all that we are going to lead our families into a closer relationship with God. But Joshua also says that fathers should devote themselves to the high and holy calling of God. In verse 16, Joshua said it this way, and so the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he is the one who brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from among us all the people, including those Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Men, every one of us is going to give an account of ourselves to God. To serve the Lord implies that we are making him our master. He's the boss from now on. So can I ask you, brother, whom do you serve? Self or Christ? Who's your master? Self or Christ? Amen, brother, I feel you. He said Jesus. Amen. I heard that. You see, friend, it's a call to a definite surrender. The people said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord. After being reminded of all those past goodnesses of God. Has God been good to y'all? Boy, he's been good to me, y'all. After being reminded of the past goodnesses of God, these men were persuaded that they should surrender their lives completely to serve God and him only. Can I ask you this? Listen carefully. Have you lived your life long enough for yourself? Have you lived your life long enough for yourself? Are you ready? Are you ready to live your life for something that has eternal value? Or are you going to go ahead and stick with what you've been doing? God's been good to us. When we think about that last breath of air we took, where'd that come from? It came from God. When I ate some of that delicious cinnamon honey roll this morning, I thought about where that came from. When I woke up this morning, 4:30 a.m., first thing that hit my mind was, thank you, God, for waking me up another day. And glory to God, look at here. We got nearly a church full. Amen. God woke us all up this morning so that we could all come together and glorify him. Thank you for that. And what an encouragement that is to your pastor. Amen. To worship him and to acknowledge him and to thank him for every blessing we've been given. Far be it from us. Far be it from us not to give our lives completely to the Lord for as good as he's been to us. Men, listen. God issues you a call to definite surrender, but he also wants you to know this, and I'm closing. It's a call to a most deserving Savior. Joshua said, the people said, we will serve the Lord, for he is our God. We'll serve him, for he is our God. Shouldn't the very memory of what Christ gave for us just challenge us and compel us to yield ourselves to him in every way? Oh, my, my, my. After all, we are not our own. We were bought with a price. Right? Therefore, let's glorify God with our bodies. Let's glorify God with our words. Let's glorify God with our spirit because it's his. It's all his. Fathers, will you choose today? Look at me, dads. Will you choose today to dedicate your lives to God? Will you choose today to make that absolute decision that you're going to lead your family closer to God? Fathers, will you devote yourselves to the high and holy calling of God on your life? He never said it would be easy. In fact, he told us that it would be filled with tribulation. But he has overcome. And we can believe that. It's up to him to do these things, but we have to yield. We have to surrender first. And I pray on this Father's Day, as you think about how good your Heavenly Father has been to you, you'll decide that you're going to dedicate your life, decide to lead your family, and devote yourselves to this high and holy calling. Friends, this altar will be open here in a moment. It'll be open for any of you dads that need prayer in this incredible decision that I've talked about this morning. Your pastor's getting ready to make a decision of his own to do exactly what Joshua called me to do. If you'd like to pray, you come on and pray. But whatever you do, just be obedient to what God is telling you today, okay? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we rejoice and thank you for these dads. These fathers that desire to be like you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that we would be absolutely dedicated to serving you. That we would make daily decisions to lead our family closer to you. And that we would devote ourselves to this incredible calling of being a father. Lord, as we pray at this altar this morning, Lord, I pray that decisions are going to be made firmly. As Joshua said, that we are going to choose today whom we're going to serve. That's right. And it's going to be the Lord our God, for He is worthy. Thank you, Father, for loving us like you do. Thank you for Jesus. And if there's someone here that needs to come into a relationship with you that only comes through Jesus, Lord, I pray they too would come. And Lord, what a blessing it would be for them to be able to be a dad that devotes themselves while coming to Christ and having a relationship with our Father in heaven. Lord, have your will and your way in our presence. And Lord, we're going to just honor and glorify you in everything you do today. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said. Amen.
There's a grace when the heart is alone.